Movies and books have long been used to advocate for causes from climate change to breast cancer. As video games become more mainstream, advocates are exploring the possibilities there. NPR's Laura Seidel has more.
Half the Sky is a book about the struggles of women and girls in the developing world. Susie Koch, a teacher and mom, read it in her book group. When she heard there was a Facebook game based on it, she checked it out, and her six-year-old noticed.
So he got in my lap, and I started explaining it to him, and then he was so intrigued that we kept playing, and there were adventures, and so you were going and helping people and saving people, and he was really interested in doing that.
Today, Koch's son Dylan is on her lap, and they're playing together. The game puts the player in the shoes of Radhika, a poor woman in India who lives on a farm. Radhika's goat just gave birth.
Remember what happens when they have a baby? How does that help everybody in the community?
We can, so then we can get goat milk.
Oh, that's right. It's a good source of food, isn't it? And then they can sell the milk or sell the baby goat, and then more people can get milk.
Koch thinks playing the game is teaching Dylan a lot more about what it's like for women in the developing world than a book ever would.
He's not just reading about somebody doing something. He's helping the characters do their actions. He's helping make these things happen. This generation, it's all about the interaction. This makes it alive for them.
The idea of making Half the Sky into a game came from the authors of the book, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists Cheryl Wu Dunn and her husband, Nicholas Kristof, who, like a lot of parents, learned about games from their kids.
Usually my main connection with games is telling my kids not to spend so much time playing them.
But Kristof also saw an opportunity. He realized the people who buy his book probably already care about the topic. He did a PBS documentary, but again, he realized that was a limited audience. But a Facebook game?
We thought that really the gateway drug might be an online game that is not didactic, not threatening, and that people might just connect with almost by accident, and that once they're exposed to these issues, it might reel them in.
Of course, Kristof is not a gamer, so he had to enlist outside help. He turned to an organization called Games for Change, a group that brings together people who want to use games to promote humanitarian causes. Asi Barak, the president of Games for Change, says it's a challenge to take serious causes and turn them into a game.
Because it's a game, it needs to be accessible, it needs to be compelling. It can't be all heavy and serious and tragic.
Games for Change brought together developers who brought Half the Sky to life by creating the character of Radhika. Radhika wants to send her daughter to school, but can't get the money from her husband.
She decides to take care of her daughter and get the money herself. And from that point on, she goes on a whole journey through five countries, and she ends in the United Nations, in the General Assembly, and she makes a speech.
The gameplay involves Radhika building a business to help other women, some of whom have been sold into prostitution. Kelly Arthur, who got her 11-year-old son interested in the game, says she might be uncomfortable having him read or watch a film about these issues.
It's in-your-face reality, which I want them to know about, but maybe not in such a horrific, as you see sometimes in the films. I mean, this just makes it seem like you can raise the questions and start the dialogue in a less threatening and scary way.
Arthur's son Braden says what he really likes about the game is that his success triggers donations to real-world organizations.
It does actually affect the world because you can get certain points in the game where that does happen. And so even though you are doing a game, you already are making a change.
If you succeed at certain tasks, the game triggers donations through partner charities. For example, 250,000 books have been donated. You can use real money to purchase virtual items. That money has brought in more than $450,000 in charitable donations. Since it launched nearly a year ago, over 1.1 million people have played Half the Sky. Though that's nothing compared to a game like Farmville, it still makes Half the Sky one of the most successful advocacy games. Sam Roberts of the Interactive Media and Games Division at the University of Southern California says as the gaming generation grows up, advocacy games will too.
Young people tend to be more engaged with new technology, and it tends to be more sort of a part of their parlance. So I think that in 10, 15, 20 years, the reason we're going to have a lot of advocacy games is because it's how people engage in sharing ideas and thought.
Among the advocacy games Roberts has seen are one that criticizes multinationals by letting the player run one and have to choose between profits and lower wages, and a game that lays out the process and impact of congressional redistricting. Mom, Susie Kosh, says Half the Sky also presented her son with an alternative to the way women are portrayed in so many of the big games.
The girls are heroines, too. They're brave, and they fight for what they need, and they help each other.
And through playing the game, Kosh and her son know they've actually helped some real women, too. Laura Seidel, NPR News.